ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रिस्पेक्ट of Rishabdev is very, very important. Try to understand. How at the Krishna consciousness movement is a protest to the modern way of civilization. The leaders of the modern society, they want that people should be engaged in working like dogs and hogs and asses. They should not understand what is the value of life, what is the object of life. Let them always remain intoxicated and sense gratification and produce more product for sense enjoyment. This is modern civilization. All these factories, I understand that in this country the farmers are taxed so heavily that they are forced to work in the factory. This is a policy of the government leaders to engage people. If anyone wants to live peacefully, save time for developing Krishna consciousness, then the leaders of the society or the government will not allow him to do. This is the policy. So, you are all fortunate, or you are so kind that you have joined this movement, despite all these obstacles in this country, not in this, all over the world. So, don't be disappointed. Go on, preaching this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. There are many innocent people, they do not know what to do. There are poor. For a preacher, there must be vigilance. A preacher will see four things. God, a devotee of God, innocent person and envious, jealous person. So, a preacher should deal with these four items differently. So, far God is concerned, we shall try to increase our love for God. This is one business. How? That is this Archan Vidhi to always cause us to offer foodstuff, early to rise, offer Mangalartri, keep the temple very clean, yourself also, without being clean, without become Brahmana, Saucham, Sama Dama Saucham. We should always remember, when you come to the temple, don't think that here is a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna. They are not pictures, you see. No. But personally, they are present. He will realize the personal presence by the quality of your devotional service. If your devotional service quality is not first class, then it will take time to realize that here is personally Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the acharyas are present here. This is personal reality. The more you strictly follow the regulatory principles, chant 16 rounds regularly, the more you realize. Because God, Krishna, is omnipotent. He can accept your service. He can bless you even from the picture. That is God's potential. If you think that this is just like ordinary picture, Jiva Sanam Prapadante. You know the story of Sakshi Gopal, the Chaitanya Chaitanya. The atheist is thinking that here is a stone statue, and the devotee is thinking that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a question of quality of advancement. And there is a story, I very sad, that two Brahmanas, one young and one old, went to Vrindavan. So, the younger Brahman, young man, he served this old man on the way. It is a duty, still in India. If there is any old man, it is now decreasing. And if there is young man, the young man is always ready to help the old man. So, at Vrindavan, after reaching the young man and the old man, the old man felt very much obliged by this sound. Felt obliged to the young man, and he said, "My dear God, you have served me so nicely. Without your help, I could not come. So I have got some obligation to you. I want to reward you." Stop that now. So, the young man said, "Sir, why you are thinking like that? This is my duty. You are just like my father. Whatever service possible I am giving you, there is no question of rewarding me. Actually, that is not service. If we serve somebody, and with expectation of some reward, that is not service. That is business." So, the old man said, "No, I feel myself." So he said that my youngest daughter I'll give you. So he said, "Sir, don't say like that, because you are rich man. I am poor man. Because in India still, the father, parents, they aren't for marriage, so they want equal status. If the father of the girl is rich man, then he must find out a son-in-law who is coming also from rich family. If he is educated, he wants a son-in-law who must be educated." So this young man was neither very much educated, nor at all rich, but this old man was aristocrat, rich man, and educated, for complete defiance. So the young man said that, "Why you are promising like this? You do not know. You are talking before the deity. You should not talk like that, because it will not be possible. Even though you agree, your sons, your wife will not agree. So it will be failure. And you are talking before the deity, you should be careful." So the old man and sister know, maybe they are a protest, and it is my daughter, I tell you. Who can protest? I promise. So, the young man said, now, it is up to you, but you are promising before the duty, mind that. So in this way, when they return home, one day the old man, before his wife and son, said, my dear son, my dear wife, this girl should be offered to that young man. He was same village. What is this? His daughter can be offered to such poor man, and he's not very educated. The old man said, no, it doesn't matter. I have promised. The boy, his eldest son said, no, it cannot be. And the wife said that if you give my daughter to that boy, then I shall commit suicide. He was perplexed. Now what to do? So, he was thinking and praying to Krishna, sir, I have promised before you, you kindly help me so that they may not commit suicide and I may also offer my daughter to that boy. You have to arrange for that. And Krishna has got such contradictory duties. He has to protect the thief as well as the man who has taken his gun, you see. Because everyone is praying that my things may not be stolen, and the thief is also praying, please give me some opportunity so that I can. And Krishna has to satisfy both. So in this way, the young man, he saw that this old man promised before Rav Krishna, Gopalji, and he is now silent. So one day he came, and the son of the old man, he was very politician at his class. So when the father said, I have promised, how can I deny? No, when there will be some talk about this, you simply say, hey, I don't remember what I said. Yes. Then I shall manage. I shall manage. So what can be done? Although he did not like to say like that, he has to see both sides. So one day the young man came, sir, you promised, now you are silent, you do not do anything. What is in your mind? So when he was talking with the old man like that, his son came out, you rascal, you want to marry my daughter, my sister, are you fit for that? Oh, all illness. And he brought a stick. Get out, I shall, otherwise I shall beat you like that. Then other neighborhood members, what is this trouble? So he said that this man, this young man went with my father to Vrindavan. He took all his money by giving him intoxication. And now he's talking that my father has promised to give my sister to me. Do you think it is possible? So all the neighborhood men said, yes, he's a very rich man. I have this poor man can be. Maybe he has taken his money. So the young man said, no, sir. He has promised before. I am not very much anxious to marry his daughter. But I am simply anxious that he promised before the duty. How is that? He can withdraw the promise. It is a great offense. He is thinking in that. So in the meantime, his son came out. Alright, if the duty has become witness, if you can bring the duty here and he gives witness, say, yes, my father promised. Then I also promise that my sister will be married. Because he's atheist, he's thinking that he is not going to come here. How he can come and help such from such a long distant place, this is impossible. Crazy man may say that Diti has become witness, but it is not possible. So he said, all right, I'm going to Vrindavan to bring the witness. So he went there again, and he knows that he is Supreme Personality, Godhead Personality. He does not know his Diti. His Diti, but he is Supreme Personality of God. Well, he, your devotee, I know the old man is your devotee, but he is now perplexed on account of his son and wife. So, you have to go with me and say, yes, this promise was made before you to become witness. So, Gopal said, how I can go? Do you think a Marvin's deity can go anywhere? So, he was devotee, he said, yes, Marvin's deity, he can speak, he can go. Then he could not say it. By logic, Krishna was defeated. Yes? That if you can speak, you can go out. So you have to go. All right. So I'll go with you, but don't see back. I'll go, rest assured. And we hear the tinkling sound of my ankle bell. So you'll know that I'm coming. Daily, you offer me 1 kilo of rice. On the way, I shall go. So, when the deity reached, almost so 1 mile away from the village, the ankle bell, thinking of the ankle bell, was not hard. So, he was very much anxious whether he has not come. He saw that side, he saw the deity there. So, he said, sir, now the deity said, now I cannot go. Because I told you, they don't see backside. That he has seen now backside. I am here, of course, but I cannot go any farther. So, he informed the village that my Gopalji witness has come. He said, come here. So, all the village people immediately came there and saw the big deity. Gopal is there. So they could understand that it is not possible to carry this duty from such a long distance. He has got it. And it was hundreds of, at least, 1,000 miles. So they accepted, yes, duty has come and the marriage was performed. Then a temple was constructed by the king of that country. So, again, the Maharaj, king of Jagannath Puri, conquered that country and he was a devotee. He took care of the deity. That deity is still there near Jagannath Puri. He is known as Sakhi Gopal, the witness Gopal. Still, people go and see. So, the atheist class man in all age think that deity is a dog. These people, crazy fellow, they are worshipping dog. But not for a devotee. For a devotee, the deity is prepared to talk and offer his blessing. So therefore, we should consider either the picture or the deity, not as such. But this is very reasonable because in the Bhagavad Gita we see Krishna says that Bhumi Rapanaro Vayu Khangvana Buddhiri Vata. Bindame Pukiti Astadha. It is my image. It is my image. They are water, they are fire, sky, mind, intelligence. They are my separated image. So, it is emanation from Krishna. Either you take the earth, water, fire, air, anything, it has come from Krishna. So they are not different. The energy and the energetic are not different, identical. And Krishna being omnipotent, he can do anything by his energy. That is the meaning of omnipotent. In ordinary things also, just like a man has got enough money, that money is energy of the man. He can understand. So with that money, he can do so many things. Although the money is in the bank and he is at home by his order, so many things can be done. He can start a big factory, business, everything. Although he is in the home. It is very easy to understand. Because the energy is there. Similarly, Krishna may be far away from us. Even if Krishna is not far away, Krishna is within our heart. But even if we think that Krishna is living in Goloka Vrindavan, which is unlimitedly far away from here, because this universe you cannot estimate. You can see the border of the universe, the round sky, but nobody can reach it. There is no such means. The scientists calculate it will take 40,000 of years to reach there by the light. So they are so much proud of material science. They see the sun, the moon, they cannot go there. Cannot go there. There are so many planets we see at night. They are actually planets like this planet. But who can go there? You are so limited. So, how can go to the planet where Krishna lives, Goloka Vrindavan? You cannot go in the end, reach even this material planet. What to speak of the spiritual planet? The spiritual planet means crossing this wall, the sky, seven layers of wall, earth, water again. And each layer is 10 times bigger than the other layer. This is the construction of the universe. So you have to penetrate through this layer. Then you come to the spiritual sky. And the spiritual sky, there are millions of planets, Vaikuntha planets, and the topmost is Goloka Vrindavan. So just imagine how far it is. Krishna's abode. Therefore in the Brahma Samhita it is stated, Panthasu koti satavatsa sampradamya vayu rathapi manaso manipangavana. Sapastigaprapadasina avichinta tatte govindamadi purusam tamaham. You have got now aeroplane, that's right. But you cannot reach even the material planet. So if you want to go to the spiritual planet, then you can make an aeroplane which has speed of the mind. All the speed of the air, those who are physicists, they know what is the speed of air, what is the speed of light. So, above the speed of mind. Those are physicists, they know the, how speedy is air and light. The mind is small, still small speed. You have got experience. Now you are sitting here. Immediately, even a second, you can go to America, USA, India. Immediately. You can go to your home. You can see things. with mind, of course. The mind sees. So, in Brahma Sangha says that even if you can manufacture one aeroplane which has the speed of the mind, which has the speed of the air, Panthastu Koti Satavastu Sampragamo, and with that speed, you go on for many millions of years. Still you will not find where is Guru Buddha. Still you will not find. Panthastu Koti Satavastu Sampragamo, Vayu Rathapi Manasu Manipungvana. It is not that the previous attackers and others did not know what is aeroplane, what is speed, how to land. Don't think foolishly. That is, as is their manifest. It is not even third, not even fourth class, tenth class. There are so nice aeroplanes. Now here is the suggestion that you can manufacture an aeroplane which can land on the speed of mind. Now here is the suggestion. Do it. You can manufacture an aeroplane which may run at the speed of the air. They are thinking that they, at the speed of the light, if we can manufacture one aeroplane, it still it will take 40,000 some years to reach the topmost plane. They are thinking if it is possible. But, so far, we can see, those who are busy with bolts and nuts, how this dull brain can be manufactured, such things. That is not possible. It requires another brain. The yogis can go. The yogis can go. Just like Rupasana. He went to Vaikuntha Loka and he saw personally Lord Vishnu and the Vaikuntha Loka for being excused because his disc was after him to kill. He insulted Vishnu. That is another story. So in this way, actually human life is meant for that purpose, to understand God and His potencies and to revive our old relationship with Him. That is the main business. But unfortunately, they are being engaged in factories, in other work, to work like hogs and dogs. And their whole energy is being spoiled. Not only spoiled, but their characters, they are working so hard. So after working so hard, they must drink intoxication. Then after drinking, they must eat meat. After this deep combination, they require sex. So in this way, they are kept in the darkness. And here this verse of Vishwamitra, he says, warning. He's speaking to his sons, but we can take the lesson. Then he says, Nayana deho deho bhajangi loke, kastan kaman arhati bhujangi. Kaman means the necessities of life. You can get your necessities of life very easily by tilling the field. You get grains, and if there is cow, you get milk. That's all. That is sufficient. But the leaders are making plans. That if they are satisfied with their farming war, little grains and milk, then who will work in the factories? Therefore they are dashing. So that we cannot live even simple life. This is the position. Even if we desire, the modern leaders will not allow you, will force you to work like dogs and hogs and asses. This is the reason. But still, we have to refrain from such unnecessary hard labor. It may be that government may take action against me because I am speaking something revolutionary. Yes, but that is a fact. Why you should work? God has made provision for the birds, bees, animals, ants, and if I am devotee of God, He will not give me food. What have I done? Wrong. So don't be educated in that plan. You will have all your necessities of life, but you remain fixed up in your determination, in Krishna consciousness. Don't be educated by this nonsense. Thank you very much.